So while the big banks throw money at the global economy, one cosmopolitan community in South Florida is throwing art at its economic woes, and it's proving to be a huge stimulus to the home for the past 10 years of the Art Basel Miami Beach event. It's become one of the most important art and cultural festivals in the world and has changed South Beach's look and reputation for good. Joining us is Jane Woolridge, business editor at the Miami Herald, who manages, who covers Art Basel for the paper as well as for our affiliate, WLRN, in South Florida. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning.
So what do you see in a Miami Beach all dressed up in Art Basel regalia versus what you would see, you know, some other time?
Well, I can tell you that last night after the main fair had closed to the VIPs and it opens to the public today, that there was a giant art public exhibition in a park on the beach. And there was everything from 40 volunteers holding up a recreation of the World's Fair event that's supposed to be an ongoing participatory event. There was a woman doing sort of a guerrilla unplanned thing called a yarn bomb, where they wrap posts in yarn, and she's just standing there crocheting away and wrapping this post. There was an Occupy Art Basel art installation, and there are people out enjoying this from all over the world and locally.
And we're talking about, you know, the cultural mainstream of the art world represented at Art Basel Miami Beach, also the kind of whimsy that you discussed just a moment ago. Is the community involvement in this festival translating into economic stimulus for the community?
It absolutely is. We did a story because we've never seen a real economic impact study. So we did a story this week where we looked at what that impact has been. And in fact, I won't throw a bunch of numbers at you, though they're in front of me. But this used to be one of the deadest times of the year for hotels and restaurants and all the jobs that go with this. And now it is absolutely the busiest one. There's a hotel that charges $1,400 a night for a room, and it was fully booked and nobody can get in.
That's amazing. Now, who comes to Art Basel Miami Beach? And you know, it's probably not necessarily NBA fans.
No, it's not, although some of the NBA owners get there. But it's art collectors from around the world. That means around the U.S. Artists come as well, Europe, Asia, all over Saudi Arabia, Philippines, and, of course, Latin America. So it's primarily collectors, but then you've also got all the ancillary people who come with that. So it's the gallery owners, it's artists, it's people who just want to learn about the arts. It's a huge following. And last night, the fair got so busy that they had to shut it down because it was over capacity.
Wow. We're talking with Jane Woolridge, a business editor at the Miami Herald, in charge of the paper's Art Basel coverage. Finally, before we go, is it kind of an invasion of the art snoots from around the world, or is there real interaction between the South Florida community and all of these people who are visiting?
There's some of both of that, but you go into a lot of the art here is in a neighborhood that is is an up-and-coming neighborhood. It's not a great neighborhood, and that's where you get a lot of interaction. You get local artists putting on their own shows, and there is in the first years it wasn't as interactive, but now local people absolutely are part of the scene.
10 years has made a difference. So reporting on the Art Basel Miami Beach 10th edition is what they officially call it. Jane Woolridge, business editor at the Miami Herald, also reports for our takeaway family member, WLRN, in South Florida. Thanks, Jane.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.